Now getting a chance here on KJN to speak with Atlantic alum and current Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball player Ryan Hawkins. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, Ryan, first off, congratulations on another great season here. Your team 31-1, of course, going into what you hoped would be a postseason run, and things changed due to the current situation out there. But obviously your team had a great year.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun this year. We came out ready to compete every game but one game, obviously. But just the lessons that we learned this year coming off of a national championship run last year, I thought we didn't have any of that hangover left over, and I thought we were hungry and ready to go and playing our best basketball headed into the postseason, or what should have been postseason.
Yeah, I'm sure last season that was probably an incredible feeling for you, obviously, to be able to reach the pinnacle of your league and win a national championship. You talked about you didn't feel like the team had a hangover at all, and obviously that played out on the court that way. But I guess, how did you approach that, experiencing that national title run? What did you do after that to kind of refocus for the next year?
Honestly, I think we just had the same energy. That's the big thing that we focus on, is coming every day with the same attitude and energy. And honestly, we had the same energy, if not better energy, this year from the first preseason workout all the way through to the end. We never had any of those practices where it felt like you weren't getting much done, or that, you know, nobody wanted to be there. I felt like every day we had everybody on our team and coaching staff ready to go and locked in.
Obviously, I'm not around the team and don't get that personal experience and connection, but it sure seems like, viewing it from the outside, that you do have a pretty tight-knit group, a lot of guys that like to spend time together, you know, off the court as well. Is that the case?
Yeah, for sure. And compared to other teams, I feel like we have a small team in terms of numbers. We only have 12 and then two student managers, so that that really allows you to get a stronger bond with everybody and just become a little bit closer than you would be if you had 15 people on your team.
Yeah, and obviously your coach there, and Coach McCollum, has had some success building teams and building up this program. You were kind of a part of coming in there a few years ago and getting to experience when they first started to have a lot of good success. What's it been like to play for him, and I guess what's kind of his style like?
It's just so cool to see how the game kind of not only changed my skill set, but just how I fit in with the team. McCollum's always been really good at just getting great kids on and off the court, and really it's how hard you play that's what's so cool to me down at Northwest. You hear everybody, like all the other schools, they talk about, you know, the family feel and everybody buying into the culture, but down there it's actually happening, and it's just so cool to be a part of that, where you get to walk in first year, first day on campus, and you have seniors there showing you how it's done and what's going to be accepted and what's not, and then you just buy into that right from the get-go, and it's just a great feeling.
Yeah, I know originally you had intentions to go somewhere else. You decided to make the change, the head there to Northwest, and I'm sure you've obviously enjoyed your experience there, and like you said, you've had a lot of growth. I guess, has the school felt like to you since you've been there from day one?
Just the campus. It doesn't have that it doesn't have like a standoffish feeling. Everybody makes you feel welcome. And obviously basketball being a big part of that gave me a great group of friends just to go into. But as a university, the faculty there, everybody's so friendly and approachable. But at the same time, I feel like I'm actually getting a good education that I'll be able to use later in life.
Well, and you mentioned that from the game standpoint, your game has grown a lot, and you've obviously learned a lot. And here this last year, I think it's even shown up more in the stats that you were able to put up, obviously becoming much more and more of a consistent scorer there for the team. I guess, what specific things have you worked on, and what do you feel like has maybe grown for you the most over the time here now up until this point?
I feel like my perimeter shot, just working on getting my feet set all the way on threes. We do a lot of pick and pops and just getting a little bit of separation, getting time to set your feet, get a good shot off. But as far as just basketball stuff, I feel like my IQ has grown for the game. As a team, we do a really good job of getting a great shot every possession. I wish I could see the stat right in front of me saying how many twos we took this year that were mid-range, because I know it wouldn't be very many, but just the shot selection that we take as a team is what's so cool to me.
Well, and you look at your particular numbers on an individual level. I know you're not somebody that's, you know, going to tout yourself a lot. I know you buy into that team attitude, but obviously you've been able to do a lot of great things, averaging over about 23 points per game this past season. You're, like you said, your percentages have gone up as well. And then you've been able to do a lot of those things on the defensive end. You earned that MIAA Defensive Player of the Year honor for the second straight season. What is important about that end of the floor for you, and maybe what do you feel like he's grown there for you?
I feel like, honestly, it's just having the right guys around you on the court at all times. We have that trust in everybody. We can go to our bench if we need to and still have the same defensive and offensive production. So just having that trust and that accountability at your teammates allows you to do your 1/5 on the court, whether it's offensive or defensive. And so just building that trust with each other, knowing that, you know, if I get beat here, I'm going to have help, and then you get in your rotation from there, and just being able to, you know, play at full speed and kind of fly around, knowing that somebody will be there doing their job too. So that's what I think helped me the most this year.
Well, of course, the way that things turned out here, you go through a good run there through the conference tournament, and then you're getting set to host the NCAA regional. And, of course, things changed due to the virus pandemic that has obviously affected a lot of people in a lot of different ways. There's obviously more important things than sports, but that's going to be disappointing for you guys when you're getting ready to get out there and start to compete at that postseason run. I guess what was the reaction, and how did you guys handle that when you got the news?
For the seniors, I think it was particularly rough, but it was just kind of, I don't want to say it was expected, but with how everything was trending that week, we kind of saw it coming, but it still didn't make it any better. We were in the middle of practice, and the tournament regional director walked in, told our head coach that there was going to be no tournament this year. So he called us to the center court and just told us the news. And, you know, honestly, you go kind of numb, and it's like we started in August getting ready for this, and you know, we had a great regular season, but postseason was where all the fun is. And kind of to have that taken from you. I mean, obviously some things are bigger than basketball, but, you know, it doesn't make it any easier.
Well, yeah, and like you said, with you got three seniors on the roster. That's obviously something that's very tough for them to deal with, because they lose out on that opportunity. They won't get that again.
Yeah, your heart hurts for those guys and everybody around the country, too, that, you know, I was experiencing that, you know. Mm-hmm. We didn't know it was going to be our last game. We didn't get we didn't even get to say goodbye, you know. We haven't seen each other since that Thursday. So we really haven't had that time together to, you know, talk about it, reflect on it, and even reflect on the season.
Yeah, I guess that's another thing I was going to ask you, too. After you got the news, what happened from there? Did everybody just kind of pack up and head home?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, we all were just going to go home for the weekend and planned on coming back to school, and then they called school off, and it just, you just go numb. I don't know how to explain it. I haven't seen my roommate since Friday morning, and you know, we went out to team dinner, I guess, Thursday night, kind of have a little bit of a last, you know, moment together, but mm-hmm. it won't be the same.
You are one of those players that is fortunate enough to have that year left of eligibility to come back to. I guess, you know, what are you looking forward to? Just the ability to get back to campus, talk with the guys again, try to get back to something that's somewhat normal?
Yeah, I think just the opportunity to, you know, feel the energy in the locker room. I think every team and every year has a different feel to it. And I think us not having a postseason this year will kind of add to that energy. Leading into next year, we'll have a little bit more maybe not excitement, but we'll have that, you know, we didn't have that postseason run this year, so you got to make it count next year even more kind of feel into it. So I'm excited for that, just to see the guys and, you know, have that camaraderie in the locker room.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be fun to at least get back and maybe have that chance to discuss about how things went and get back on track here. Looking forward to the next year. Again, Ryan, congratulations on another terrific season. I know you're up for numerous postseason awards as well. You're a finalist there for that Bevo Francis Award, and obviously you're doing some things right, and the team's doing some things right as well. So congratulations to you, and we look forward to following you along when you get the chance here next season.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Ryan Hawkins, a former Atlantic Trojan and a current Northwest Missouri State men's basketball player here on KJN.